T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
At 97.3. Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, it is Friday. Sorry we're a little late. We're still waiting on Vinny. He got stopped in some kind of traffic backup all the way down on 17.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Was there an accident? Or maybe construction?
Some kind of police action. You know how they run those. Oh, here
activity.
He is. He just walked in. Oh, oh my man. God. That is good timing. Oh, thank
happened.
God you're here, Vinny!
Was it police activity or construction?
It's police something. I don't know. Sometimes stuff gets hit by cars.
Oh.
It was clear when I went through, but it could have been wildlife issue.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy!
I don't know. I just stopped and waited.
Mm-hmm. And it's frustrating when you barely started your drive.
Right, I avoided
really?
My desire to honk.
I was reading this story about how they say like horns are nothing but antisocial, that they never help anybody,
they're
really just antisocial. And I thought, yeah, but sometimes, you know.
No, it can be a good warning.
Sure.
Especially if someone's backing into you and they haven't looked back
right.
And you're like,
hey,
honk! I'm trying to tell you to stop.
Right.
I've had that happen.
Yep.
So that has saved an accident before.
Sure.
But you're right. When everyone's parked and there's nowhere to go, no forward, no
just,
sideways,
right. Feels
no
good, though. It's like a little release.
I just want to lay on it and let them know that I'm not taking this lying down.
Yeah. I'm taking it. But I'm standing up and I'm actively pushing my horn button.
I'm expressing my frustration. Anyway, hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Well, I had a rough night last night, actually.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, a lot
our
of people
boys
did.
Not get a. Oh. We did not get a good look.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we didn't.
Oh, sorry about it. I hope we didn't hurt your feelings.
You did.
Oh,
you
sorry.
Did hurt my feelings. We didn't look good. That you know, the Warriors had like 9 or 10 days off.
Mm-hmm. They're actually blaming the loss on that. Oh, we're a little rusty.
Well, I don't know anything about that because I've never played anything at such a high level where missing a few days of
right.
routine would throw me off.
Think you'd still be practicing, still be running around, keeping the joints loose. It's not like they sat on their asses eating Haagen-Dazs.
Although, you know what? Even though we come off a vacation like sort of filled up with ammo, we do come back a little off. Timing is off, even
yeah.
here.
That is true.
You know?
I feel like those are fun shows just because
back in the groove.
We're all... You
amped
know,
up.
Recharge.
Yeah,
full
yeah.
of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So much to say.
What'd you say?
So
oh,
much
so
to
much
say.
To say.
Oh, right.
I was like,
are you kidding?
Summer's here. What'd she say? So speaking of a couple days off, how are you feeling?
Oh, my face hurts so much right now.
Your face is hurting you.
It hurts. I took some Advil this morning. Just like to even smile hurts.
Oh.
Just feels like it's going to crack.
My God, Yuzi. That's awful.
Trying to narrow it down. I honestly think I wore this flower crown last weekend.
Yes, the one that stabbed you in the head?
That one that stabbed me in the head here. But I think that, I don't know, I had an allergic reaction because everything all along from my face, you know, right where the crown
yeah,
was?
Yeah, yeah.
And all along down here, my lip and all over my chin is just...
You do, I have to say, now that I'm staring right at your face, it looks slightly swollen.
Yeah.
So do you have a bunch of makeup on? Because
I do
really
have
see.
Some makeup on. Yeah. I actually yeah. applied it twice.
Oh.
Just with a sponge.
Double dipping.
Yeah. Which I know I shouldn't do, so I'm going to leave here and take off my makeup. But I've had, you know, hydrocortisone on my face
oh
and
my God.
Been taking some other stuff and just... I just want to scratch it off and
don't
then my
get
lip.
Get your hands away.
I know.
See your
I know.
Hands are just hovering above it.
my eyes. Like, it just hurts so much.
Oh.
No, so I'm sorry I was off.
That's, you know, don't be sorry. Look, I think that we all should be able to take days off when we need them. We've been doing this show for a long ass time, and if your face is hurting, it's time to take a day off.
Useless at home. I mean, I'm like still doing emails. I'm still working from home doing stuff, but it just irks me. There I am up in bed.
Right.
I just want to be at work. That's all I want to do is be here.
Well, when the show's happening, for sure, it's, you know, it's one thing if everyone's off and we're having a vacation and, you know, then you can kind of relax. But when you know we're all here, it's, and you're the producer, like.
I feel so.
Did you listen?
Like out of the, no, I didn't.
You didn't listen?
No.
We talked about you.
You did?
Of course we did.
Bad things.
Yeah.
Bad things are said.
Yeah, sure. We were wondering if you were listening.
You guys play a bunch of gas noises.
She did listen.
I didn't. No, I didn't at all.
There were at least 10 times we're like, boy, if Yuzette was here, we would not be talking about
this. Did you realize?
This.
You guys always do that when I'm not here.
Well, you know, it's hard for us to
regulate
ourselves.
I can't even say that word. I just say gas noises.
Just say fart.
I don't. I can't.
Anyway, yeah, we partied.
Yeah.
Did you party without
me? We partied. We had to. Well,
hey.
That's the job.
Oh, well, yeah. So thank you, guys. Vincent.
Yes?
Are you going to Disneyland today?
Not today.
Oh, tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
I've been seeing a long trip.
Watching the news and stuff, and everybody's so onto the galaxy.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it, what's it called?
Whatever, the Star Wars area, Star Wars acres.
The problem with
all
a trip
the stars
like
have
this
been there.
Is that, you know, yes, that's happening, but I'm not going anywhere near that.
Yeah, you're going to do the princess stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go anywhere near any rides. Oh. So it's a short day.
Maybe you will. Maybe she'll want to do teacups.
Don't.
Dumbo.
Don't get my hopes up for something like that. It's not going to happen. You know it's not going to happen, and I know it's not going to happen. And it's fine. We're doing this. She's going to hang just with mom and dad. No sister.
Oh, we're sister. With your grandma?
Going to hang with grandma.
Mm-hmm. So are you driving down?
It's a long... I don't want to put my business out there, if that's all right. But the bottom line is my daughter is going to get mom and dad time.
That's
it. Just her.
Are you going to stay at the park?
What do you mean?
Like, are you on tomorrow night?
I don't want to tell my plans, if that's okay. I'm not leaving today.
Okay.
So you have one more night. One more night.
It's been fun. It's been nice. But you know what?
Last night...
I was sitting there. I had pro surfing on from Australia, Western Australia, and I had basketball on.
Yeah.
My feet were up on the couch, and I just had a chicken burrito.
Mm. Like, life was good.
I know.
Have you?
So this is what it looks like when you don't have kids, huh?
So not in a bad way, but have you been loving life?
Well, I did. I like that.
Being your own.
But no,
I miss my.
And my daughter's been just like, I can't wait to see you, Dad. And I'm like, oh, you're killing me. So it'll be fun. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Good.
That'll be a good time.
I'm looking forward to it.
So exciting.
What about you?
What about me?
What about you?
What about me?
I don't know. It's Friday.
What are you and your brother going to do?
Well, I'm a little... They actually have plans tomorrow.
And what? Without you?
I know.
They have friends?
Like, apparently.
What?
I know. No, I mean, you know,
is it your friends?
No, it's not. They've got a couple friends, and so usually I get to say what, you know, on Fridays. For years we've played cards with these friends of ours on Friday nights, and that's just sort of our standard plans. And we've kind of gotten back to that as my brother and sister in law have gotten their own life together. And I said, hey, so Saturday, why don't we watch? Because We started the movie Glass last week, me, my brother, and my sister-in-law.
What's that?
Did you go back to the first ones?
Well, I've seen Unbreakable, and they had two. And then as we started watching it, I go, oh, that's the Split guy. And they go, what are you talking about? And I go, oh, God.
Oh, like Ed Norton?
You guys? Yeah. No, and not Ed Norton. Oh. James McAvoy.
Okay.
Right.
Oh.
And I go, oh, have you guys not seen Split? And they go, no. I go, turn this off. Let's watch Split. Because you've got to see that in order to... know who this kid, I mean, this character, if he's, because it's like a Bruce, it's a, who is it, Sam Jackson, who is the who's the glass dude? And
so
then
I don't know. I have to go back and start them over, because I've heard that the trilogy is excellent if you understand what the hell is going on.
Right.
And there's no way I would remember what Unbreakable
Unbreakable is Bruce Willis's, that's like, bones are made of I don't know what, but he's unbreakable. But then there's this other dude, Mr. Glass, who is in a wheelchair because if he touches anything, like, his bones shatter.
Right. I just mean that I don't remember. I need to watch all three in order.
Well, and that's what I said to them. I'm like, let's go back and watch Split, which I liked Split. It was okay.
Are they all M. Night?
They are.
Yes.
Okay.
And so Split, I remember not liking it that much as much as I liked it this past time that I watched it. Like, I was sort of blown away by James McAvoy's performance of this Split personality person. And so we went back and watched that. And then I said, oh, let's watch Glass together on Saturday, the final one in the trilogy. And they wrote, because I guess because they'd already rented it.
Oh.
They went back and watched it. I'm like,
they didn't stick to the plan.
Well, you know, you can't blame them. They never know when they're going to see us. So they went ahead and watched it. And I'm like, oh. And I go, we'll have dinner and watch some other movie on Saturday. And they're like, all right. Well, that'll be fine.
So they got plans.
Yeah.
They
have plans. So I guess maybe I'll see them on Sunday because I'm sure Hooman's gonna. We're gonna start our Sunday evening tradition again. I guess.
What happens now?
Now we go back to Star Trek and finish that.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Good for you guys.
Yeah. I know. So I guess we'll just be lonely. And then my son, who's figuring out this internship thing, he's gonna stay in Irvine for a couple weeks.
Oh, good for him.
Yes.
I think that he's going to like being, like, I would think that he'll like adventuring a little bit. Maybe he won't. Maybe he'll be I'm going to stick close to my NBC.
He likes it. He's psyched. He loves the people at this place. So he's been really excited about that. I guess he finally met his manager yesterday because he went to Austin for a couple days. It's a whole thing.
The funny thing, though, is was it you, Yeezy, that found the list of things to do in Irvine, which is actually all in Newport Beach?
Right.
But he should go to Newport Beach and check it out.
Well, he has a car, so he can go and do whatever he wants to. I have no idea how busy
he'll
be.
Yeah, at least the pier area.
The water is warmer by 10 degrees, so he'll be able to jump in and have a swim if he wants or not. I don't know if that's his...
I really doubt that.
What? Why
sand?
Would I do that?
I know. If he's anything like me, he'll be sand. His brother will live at the beach, but he won't.
Anyway, yeah, he'll have fun.
Yeah. It should be good. So unfortunately, he won't be here for his 20th birthday.
Oh.
I know, which is this Sunday. I'm kind of bummed. So I guess we'll just FaceTime him.
Well, I'll get ripped with his friends and rage.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll happen. That's not really his style, but, you know, maybe. Maybe. The end. Anyway, so.
Or he'll look on Craigslist for a Dungeons and Dragons group where he can go.
Right,
play.
A local.
He should go do that. He should. I don't know if he brought all his pieces with him. I don't know if you need certain things.
There's an online group where they are.
Then he can FaceTime with his regular group. Right. And
it's like AA where you can find a meeting
anywhere
you go.
Anywhere you go.
Did he pack his costume, though? I mean,
I really, truly do not know. I don't know. So anyway, what are you guys doing this weekend? I know Vinny's doing Disneyland. I'm doing God knows what. I'm making purses, I guess. That'll be my entire weekend.
That's good. I'm gonna hang out and try to
heal
ice my face down.
I stick my face in a bucket
of ice.
And I totally
have plans too.
Oh no!
Like, oh, shucks. I just don't.
Shucks.
I'm just gonna
shucks.
Chill.
Yeah.
Stay out of the sun. And
Bryn, any hope?
I'm under my baby. That's the other weekend. So she's always just all over me, and
she's huge. There was a picture of her.
My nap times with her.
You should. I really wish you could post that picture of her, just like in. She's sleeping, but she's in like
long
kick position.
One of those crabs, Vinny. What are they? The long crab, like spider crabs or something. That's what she reminds me of. So long everywhere.
Out over the bed. She sleeps in the splits. So funny. She's very flexible. But yesterday she woke up, and I love it when she just is so affectionate and loves me, you know?
Aww.
She's like that, and she kisses you. Like, she nonstop kiss you. And I'm like, this is so crazy. I love this. But then other times, we have this book. It's called The Wonderful Life of Boo.
Okay.
It's an adorable stuffed animal. She sees every animal, and she kisses each one on the page. Covers the page and kisses each.
Oh, she
where,
loves the
to the point where it's like slobber all over the book. I'm like, come on, man, chill out. Like, how about you give Daddy a kiss? Boom, stiff arm, get off of me. I'm like, what about me?
So
I'm a live animal. You're making out with the book, but you won't give me a kiss.
Are the pages getting all like crinkled? No, from the dried
it's
spit?
A hard book, but it's starting to get pretty grimy.
Like, you should Windex that thing.
Sanitize that somehow.
All right. Well, look at the time already. I guess we did start a little late. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. You'll be hearing this song a lot. It's a brand new one from Katy Perry. I think it's scheduled for every other hour. Is that right?
Right.
So here we go. Never Really Over. Katy Perry on Alice.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.